From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chatter.
I'm Madeline Brand. It's been a rough few days for the stock market, the Dow, the NASDAQ. They dropped sharply yesterday on worries about high oil prices, actually record high oil prices, a weakening dollar, and more mortgage-related write-offs by big banks.
And Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke didn't help matters when he was publicly wringing his hands over slackening economic growth and rising prices.
But it's not all bad out there.
No, joblessness way down this week, productivity way up. Those are good figures.
And today we heard that the weak dollar has actually brought us some good news. The trade deficit has unexpectedly narrowed. And that's because American goods are now cheaper abroad than foreign goods. One of the beneficiaries of this is Rob Potash from Stoughton, Massachusetts. He's an exporter. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You export goods. What do you export and to whom?
We export a product called the HUMAC norm. It's used in physical therapy and research to measure joint performance. So if you have a deficit between your two knees, we would find that deficit, measure it, and allow you to track it.
Okay, so you are doing pretty well these days, I guess, with the falling dollar?
International sales are up. They've just matched domestic sales.
So you're pretty excited about that?
Extremely excited about that. And we're also 3 days away from going to Germany for Medica, which is the world's largest medical show in Dusseldorf.
And are you reevaluating or rejiggering any of your business practices in light of this new economic reality?
Yes. I used to be responsible for domestic and international. We've now hired somebody to watch domestic, and I'm concentrating 100% on international.
So do you see new markets for your products now?
Absolutely. We just opened up the Middle East, and Germany, which had been slow for us, is taking off, as is the UK, and we anticipate that to continue.
And you must be in touch with a lot of other businesses that are also exporting. Are they experiencing similar benefits from the falling dollar?
Yeah, we really see three benefits. One is your product is more attractive internationally, but also where you compete in markets such as Mexico with other European products, their products are simply priced out of the market, so we have appeal there. And thirdly, companies, if a company was in acquisition mode, the U.S. ones are available at a discount.
I guess the downside, though, when you're in Germany next week is that you're going to be paying a lot more for your hotel and your meals.
My expense account doesn't go as far as it used to go. I recently got back from a trip through Iberia and was shocked at what it cost to travel internationally.
All right, Rob Potash, Vice President of CSMI Solutions. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for including us.
Of course, not all Americans are enjoying good times right now. Ernie Ganelli is a mortgage broker from Cape Coral, Florida. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Well, how bad is it out there for your clients?
Oh, it's very bad. You know, the economy is just at turmoil over here. We were probably number two or three in the nation as far as growth goes for development down in Cape Coral here or Southwest Florida. And there's just too many investors, too many speculators. And then, you know, they just got themselves into a hot market. And now they can't, you know, sell what they have. And there's so many for sale signs, so many foreclosures. And this affects everybody because it's not just the builders that aren't selling. It's not the realtors that aren't making money. It's not the mortgage brokers that can't get the deals done. You know, it hurts the guy that's been working for that builder for the last 10 years that might have been just doing punch out on a regular salary.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you got all these people that can't afford things because they got laid off on their jobs. A lot of these big commercial buildings that they built here, like Target, and, you know, the malls and the strip malls and things like that, you go into them now and they're empty.
Mm.
And it's affecting everybody. It really is.
Yeah. And what about people who want to buy a house? Is it a lot harder now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could tell you horror stories. I'm in the process right now. I feel like it's actually been degrading as a human being to be in the business I am. Because my clients are my life, and I put myself in their shoes. And you know, when they talk about the unethical and the ethical mortgage broker, I'm definitely the ethical. I'm looking to eat, but not at the same time take advantage of what a lot of those other people did. And they're blaming the whole industry on mortgage brokers and this and that. But, you know, that's another story, I guess. But as far as these people go, I mean, the lenders just don't want to lend. And what you got to realize is you usually be able to get a deal done in 2, maybe 3 weeks. You know, I got deals I've been working on for 4 months. And it's not like I'm a first-timer in this business. I've been doing it for, you know, about 7.5 years. So You know, I had a full staff of 9 people and 2 processors and a secretary and an assistant. And, you know, now it's just down to me and a couple loan officers that I, you know, are commissioned. But it's just, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully we'll weed out a lot of that competition. And at the same time, we'll try to help our clients as best as we can. But, you know, I can't even explain to you the hard times that we've been going through on our end with the clients.
Ernie Ganelli, a mortgage broker in Cape Coral, Florida. Thank you and good luck out there.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
So all that means on a national level, of course, less disposable income, less money to spend at the mall. Stores like Macy's and The Gap are reporting declines in sales. The nation's biggest chains say overall they had their weakest October in 12 years. Retail analyst Howard Davidowitz joins us now from New York. Howard, people are staying away from the malls because they don't want to spend money on the gas driving there?
I think what you got to look at is the consumer. He's underwater. The consumer has record debt. The consumer has spent more than they've made for 5 years, and they've made that up through $3 trillion in home refinancings. Now we've taken away the $3 trillion, so the consumer is sitting there spending more than they've made, record debt. We've had negative savings 24 straight months, the longest period since the Great Depression. We've got a negative wealth from housing. 69% of Americans own homes. We've got a housing crisis. We got to slow down in credit card payments. You put all this together. Guess what? The American consumer is underwater. We have a negative wealth effect, and they're shopping less, and that makes sense.
So which stores did the worst?
If you look at the department store sector, Bon-Ton down, Dillard's down, Macy's down, Gottschalk's down, Penny's down, Kohl's down. It was very ugly in the department store, Sears down. So the department store sector was the worst sector. The specialty store sector was not good either, but better than the department store sector. In the specialty store sector, Chico's down, Abercrombie and Fitch down, American Eagle down, Ann Taylor down, Limited down, Cachet down, Cato down, Charming down, Gap down, Hot Topic down, Mother's Work down, Pacific Sunwear down, Stage Store down, Talbot's down, Wet Seal down. So if you look at the specialty store sector, it's also ugly, but the department stores were worse. In the discount sector, you have mixed results. Walmart was poor, up 0.4. That's 10% of American retail sales. Target at 4 up did fair, and Costco did very, very well. Mixed picture in discounting, terrible in department stores, and poor in specialty stores.
So what is your prediction? More bloodletting as the holiday season progresses?
More bloodletting. We've got a very weak consumer. We're going to have no growth in the fourth quarter in the economy. The economy is underwater. You see the dollar utterly in collapse. The consumer just can't borrow anymore. And that means a mess in sales. The country is overleveraged. George Bush has borrowed more money than all the prior American presidents put together. And the American consumer is like America. They just keep borrowing to spend. Eventually, you can't borrow anymore.
Howard Davidowitz, retail analyst, thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting me.